David was blaming himself for the death of his son because David had sinned against God. He's probably thinking, man, I'm reaping what I've sown. How we need to really deal with guilt by bringing it to the cross of Jesus Christ and reminding ourselves of what God has done by sending his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, into the world to die for your sins and my sins.
Welcome to Somebody Loves You Radio, the Bible teaching ministry of Raul Reese in Diamond Bar, California. When Raul first surrendered his life to the Lord Jesus Christ, he carried a lot of guilt for his sinful past. But over time, he learned to trust the power of Christ's redemption and enjoy absolute assurance of his salvation. For a free DVD of Raul's testimony, visit SomebodyLovesYou.com or call 800-634-9165. We're glad you've joined us today for our continuing series in 2 Samuel. As Raul explores how King David worked through his guilt for sinning with Bathsheba, you'll be encouraged to allow the Lord to free you from the weight of self-condemnation. Raul will show us that when we come to God in genuine repentance, he will forgive us and bless us with healing and restoration. Here's Raul Reese now in 2 Samuel chapter 19 with the lesson, David's Return to Power.
As we go back and read the story of David, remember Absalom now has been killed, he's died. And so great was the king's sorrow that the people felt ashamed and guilty because David had such a heart for Absalom, and yet Absalom was a traitor, his own son. David loved Absalom. But at the same time as Absalom was loved by David, Joab, his general and also cousin of David, began to see that this mourning of David for Absalom was literally discouraging the people of God in the battle after they had defeated their enemy. It's like, hey, you're crying for your son, but we laid our lives down for you, David. Let's begin with chapter 19, verse 1. He says, and Joab was told, behold, the king is weeping and mourning for Absalom. And so the victory that day was turning to mourning for all the people, for the people heard it and said that day, the king is grieved for his son. I mean, they were hyped. Hey, we won the battle. And then they're coming home and they see the king, their leader, weeping over their enemy. It could have really wiped out David and the whole kingdom. Verse 3, and then the people stole back into the city that day. And as the people who are ashamed steal away when they flee in battle. But the king covered his face, and the king cried out with a loud voice, oh, my son, Absalom, Absalom, my son, my son. He made it public for everyone to hear. And when Joab, his cousin, heard it, he was the general of the army. He came to David in verse 5, and notice he rebukes David, the king. And then Joab came into the house of the king and said, today you have disgraced all your servants who today have saved your life and the life of your sons and your daughters and the lives of your wives and the lives of your concubines. David, what in the world are you doing? Wake up. These people have put their lives on the line for you and for your family and for the army. And that you love your enemies and hate your friends. Notice that. For you have declared today that you regard neither leaders nor servants. For today I perceive that if Absalom had lived and all of us had died today, then it would have pleased you well. Wow. Pretty heavy. I wonder if sometimes we act like David in situations where people can see through us. It seems like, David, if your son would have lived and all of us would have died, you would have been happier. It seems like that, David, by the way you're acting. Verse 7. And now, therefore, get up. Go out and speak and comfort your servants. For I swear by the Lord, if you do not go out, not one will stay with you this night, and that will be worse for you than all the evil that has befallen you from your youth even until now. Now, what was the problem with David? At so many times, the problem with us. David not only loved his son, but David, remember, had sinned against God by what? Committing adultery with Bathsheba. Somehow that guilt constantly was carried over into the life of David. Somehow. He couldn't forgive himself. God had forgiven him. But it seems like David never forgave himself. Like a pity party he was having in his own life. And yet, this guilt is very terrible. Why? Because we need to understand that Jesus has not only taken away my guilt, but has taken away my sins at the cross. I don't have to worry about my past any longer. I don't have to. You don't have to. The case is that Jesus Christ already paid for your guilt and my guilt, and we are not guilty anymore. David was blaming himself for the death of his son because David had sinned against God. He's probably thinking, man, I'm reaping what I've sown. And I think of how many people, when a child is on drugs and then commits suicide, the guilt of the parents, the guilt of the loved ones and the friends, and they're rejoicing over their enemies. How we need to really deal with guilt by bringing it to the cross of Jesus Christ and reminding ourselves of what God has done by sending his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into the world to die for your sins and my sins. Joab says, David, stop it. Get up, go, or they're going to leave you tonight. Verse 8, he says, then the king got up, he listened, he sat on the gate, and they told all the people, saying, there's the king sitting at the gate. And so all the people came before the king, for everyone of Israel had fled to his tent. You see, they were all bummed out. But once David came down as the leader, in change of countenance, then they began to feel like, hey, we did what was right. We got the victory. They got assured concerning their leader. Verse 9. He says, and now all the people were in a dispute throughout the tribes of Israel, saying, the king saved us from the hand of our enemies. He delivered us from the hand of our Philistines. And now he has fled from the land because of Absalom. Notice that. Because of Absalom. But Absalom, whom we anointed over us, has died in battle. And now, therefore, why do you say nothing about bringing back the king? You see, Absalom brought division, confusion among the 12 tribes. And now they're actually bickering among themselves, saying, hey, Absalom now is dead, but he's the little one that was leading us. What's going to happen now? And so the king David sent to Zadok and Abiathar, the priests, the spiritual leaders, and he said, speak to the elders of Judah, saying, why are you the last to bring the king back to his house? Since the words of all Israel have come to the king, to this very house. You are all my brethren, you are my bone and flesh. Why then are you the last to bring back the king? And say to Amasa, which was the general of Absalom's army, the traitor and betrayer, Are you not my bone and my flesh? God do so to me, and more also, if you are not commander of the army before me continually in the place of Joab. David still here is mad at Joab. And what he does is he compromises just a little bit, and he says to the general of Absalom, hey, why don't you come and I'll give you a position in my army? Because he was mad at Joab. Verse 13. And so say to Amasa, are not you my bone and my flesh? God do so to me and more also if you are not the commander of my army before me continually in place of Joab. And so he swayed the hearts of all the men of Judah. That's the southern kingdom. Just as the heart of one man. So that they send this word to the king and return you and all your servants. David, why don't you come back now? Remember, he was fleeing when Absalom was overtaking the kingdom. Now they're saying, David, why don't you come back to Jerusalem, to the place where you were anointed? And then the king returned and came to the Jordan where the children of Israel camped with Joshua. He says, to go and meet with the king, to escort the king across from Jordan. And then Shimei, the son of Gera, remember who Shimei was? Shimei was that guy that was pursuing after David and was throwing rocks at David and cursing him. This guy's a dirty rat. And now he's coming because he heard David now is going to be elected not only full king, but watch what he says. And Shimei, the son of Gera, a Benjamite who was from Bahurim, hastened to come down with the men of Judah to meet King David. So now he's going to come and say, hey, you know what? I'm sorry, David, for throwing rocks at you, cursing you. And I just want to kind of get along with you. And David says, oh, there's no problem, and I forgive you. But David doesn't ever forget it. And by the time Solomon comes into power, he says to Solomon before he dies, Solomon, take care of this wicked guy, Shimei. Kill him. Get rid of him. So David already has plans. But at this particular moment, he makes peace with him. Notice, verse 17. He says, there were 1,000 men of Benjamin with him. So David appeases his heart concerning Shimei because Shimei is a Benjamite and he has 1,000 Benjamites. And what does he want? David wants to bring them into his kingdom to reinforce his army. So he's going to use Shimei now. He says, there were 1,000 men of Benjamin with him. And Ziba, the servant of the house of Saul, his 15 sons and his 20 servants with him. And they went over to the Jordan before the king. And then a ferry boat went across to carry over the king's household. David's household's coming now. And to do what he thought good. And now Shimei, the son of Gera, fell down before the king when he had crossed over Jordan. So notice, here Shimei is submitting to David after throwing stones and cursing him. And then he said to the king, do not let my Lord impute iniquity to me or remember what wrong your servant did on the day that my Lord the king left Jerusalem, that the king should take it to heart. Hey, I'm sorry, you know, you were leaving Jerusalem, Absalom was coming in, I was insulting you, I was throwing rocks, but you know what? What's that between you and I? Just forget about it. They said, oh yeah, I'll forget about it. He's going to get him later. Notice, verse 20. For I, your servant, know that I have sinned. Therefore, here I am, the first to come today of all the house of Joseph to go down to meet my lord the king. But Abishai, the son of Sariah, answered and said, shall not Shimei be put to death for this because he cursed the Lord's anointed? Now, you know who Abishai is. He's one of David's bodyguards. He's the one that, when he was throwing stones, he said, hey, David, let me go over there and take off his head. And David said, no, don't do that. Because who knows if God is allowing him to do this to me, and I deserve it. And again, he's saying now, hey, let me go kill this guy right now. And David said, what have I to do with you, you sons of Sariah, that you should be adversaries to me today? Shall any man be put to death today in Israel? For do I not know that today I am king over Israel? Hey, it's not a time to be divided or disputing. It's a time to rejoice. We just won a battle. And I'm back in my kingdom. It's not time to strive with each other. Verse 23. Therefore, the king said to Shimei, you shall not die, not now, but later. And the king swore to him. And now Mephibosheth, remember this is Saul's son that was crippled. The son of Saul came down to meet the king. He says, and then he had not cared for his feet, nor trimmed his mustache, nor washed his clothes from the day the king departed until the day he returned in peace. So he was pretty smelly when he came back. And so it was, when he had come to Jerusalem to meet the king, that the king said to him, why did you not go with me, Mephibosheth? And he answered, my lord, O king, my servant deceived me, for your servant said, I will saddle a donkey for myself that I may ride on it and go to the king, because your servant is crippled. And he has slandered your servant to my lord, the king. But my lord, the king, is like an angel of God. Therefore, do what is good in your own eyes. Whatever you want to do, David, let me know. For all my father's house were but dead men because my lord the king. Yet you set your servant among those who eat at your own table. Therefore, what right have I still to cry out anymore to the king? Hey, who am I? I'm nobody. And so the king said to him, David, why do you speak any more of your matters? I have said, you and Ziba divide the land. Hey, look it, I blessed you. I don't have nothing against you. I made you the promise that I would take care of you. And then Mephibosheth said to the king, rather, let him take it all. I don't really want it. Inasmuch as my lord the king has come back in peace to his own house. David, you're so good to me. I don't want anything. I just want to be right here, right where you have me. And then he says, and then Barzillai, the Gileadite, came down from Regalem and went across Jordan to the king to escort him across the Jordan. This guy was a very wealthy man, a rich man in the land. He's old and he sees David coming back. So what? He's the one that helped David financially. He got him wine and raisins and food for his men. And now he's coming back. And David's going to offer him, hey, why don't you come with me and go back to Jerusalem with me? And he's going to share with him, look, you know what? My family's here. Everybody's here. My friends. I'm going to stay here. You go. Thanks for the invitation. But I'm going to stay here. Notice. And Barzillai, the Gileadite, came down from Rogelim and went across the Jordan to the king and escorted him across the Jordan. And now Barzillai was very old age man, 80 years old. And he had provided the king with supplies while he stayed in Mahanaim. For he was very rich. And the king said to Barzillai, cross over with me and I will provide for you while you are with me in Jerusalem. Hey, if you come with me, I'll take care of you. You don't have to worry about one thing. But Barzillai said to the king, how long have I to live that I should go up with the king to Jerusalem? Hey, look it, I'm 80 years old. Can I discern between the good and the bad? Can your servant taste what I eat or what I drink? Hey, my taste buds are already gone. I'm old. I'm going to die. Look it. Can I hear any longer the voice of singing men, singing women? His ears were gone too. He's deaf. Why then should your servant be a further burden to my lord, the king? Can you believe that? Hey, I don't want to be a burden to you. Barzillai is thinking, hey, we need family. We need friends. When you get old, who's going to take care of you? Who's going to watch over you if you're all alone? And you don't have nobody to look after you. So he's actually setting down a principle here, which I think is so cool. That he loves his family. He loves his friends. He's content where he's at. He's not seeking for anything, but there's a true friendship between him and David. He says, David, I'm going to stay here. Watch this, verse 36. Your servant will go a little ways across the Jordan with you, with the king. And why should the king repay me with such a reward? David, you're so good to me. I don't want you to give me anything. I'm taken care of already. Please let your servant turn back again, that I may die in my own city, near the grave of my father and my mother. But here is your servant, Chisham, which is his son. Here's my son. Let him cross over with you, my lord the king, and do for him what seems good to you. I'm going to stay, but take my son. See how you can use him. And then the king answered, Chisham shall cross over with me, and I will do for him what seems good to you. Not whatever your request of me, I will do that for you. And then all the people went over to the Jordan. And when the king had crossed over, the king kissed Barzillai and blessed him. And then he returned to his own place. And now the king went on to Gilgal, and Chisham went on with him. And all the people of Judah escorted the king, and also half of the people of Israel, so the north and the south together with the king. Just then all of the men of Israel came to the king and said to the king, why have our brethren, the men of Judah, stolen you away and brought the king, his household, and all of David's men with him across the Jordan? So shall all the men of Judah answer the men of Israel, because the king is a close relative of ours. Why then are you angry over this matter? Have you ever eaten at the king's expense, or has he given anything as a gift to us? They were upset. Hey, who do you think you are? The north and the south. And then the men of Israel, the northern kingdom, answered the men of Judah, the south, and said, we have 10 shares in the king. That's the 10 tribes. Therefore, we also have more right to David than you. Why then do you despise us? Were we not the first to advise, bring back our king? Yet the words of the men of Judah were fiercer than the words of the men of Israel. Notice that. I mean, the southern kingdom, they were tough. And they overpowered them here.
Well, if you're feeling weighed down by guilt for your sins in the past, we hope today's message has encouraged you to lay your burdens at God's feet through genuine repentance, trusting in His grace and forgiveness. You're listening to Somebody Loves You Radio with Raul Reese. Now, if you'd like to review today's lesson, we'll send you an unedited copy for a gift of $5 or more. Our phone number is 800-634-9165, and today's lesson was David's Return to Power. If you have weaknesses in your life that you still need to deal with, we'd like to tell you about a helpful resource. Titled Sin, The Root of All Evil, this booklet explores the often subtle but always destructive temptations that Satan will use to draw you away from the Lord. You'll see that seemingly small compromises can have significant consequences, and it's important to stay vigilant in your commitment to obedience. Contact us today for insights that will help you better honor God with your decisions. Visit SomebodyLovesYou.com or call 800-634-9165 and ask for the booklet, Sin, The Root of All Evil. We'll send your copy for a gift of $7.95 plus shipping and handling. Our phone number once again is 800-634-9165. Or you can write us at Somebody Loves You Radio, P.O. Box 4440, Diamond Bar, California, 91765. We also encourage you to take advantage of all of our free resources as well. For more Bible-based teaching from Raul, utilize iTunes or Spotify to download podcasts of any Somebody Loves You radio program. You can also visit Raul's YouTube channel every week for Straight Talk, a Q&A program that explores current world issues through the lens of Scripture. Join Raul on YouTube every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific. Plus, our free app is available to download to your iPhone or Android, providing convenient access to digital Bible studies, a personal Bible reading plan, and much more. As you navigate life's daily opportunities and challenges, all of us here at Somebody Loves You Radio are committed to equipping you with God's unchanging truth. We welcome your input on how we can better partner with you. We'd also love the opportunity to pray for you as well, so let us know how we can do that when you get in touch with us. This ministry is only made possible through your continued prayers and financial support. Every gift you give is tax deductible, and your generosity helps keep these programs on the air. Well, nothing gives us greater joy than to study the Word of God with our dearly loved brothers and sisters in Christ. And we hope you'll join us again next time for more wisdom from God's Word. Now, here's Raul once again with a final thought.
There's problems now in the kingdom. The kingdom will be divided when Jeroboam, Solomon's son, he'll divide it. And of course, when he divides it, it's terrible. Later on, we'll see in the Kings where the 10 tribes go up to Tel Dan, up into the north of the Galilee. And the first thing they do is they begin to set up the golden calf worship as they get away from Jerusalem, the true place of worship. And they become idolaters. And for 160 years, God warns them and they don't repent until finally God sends his judgment. He uses Assyria against them. And then 180 years later, Judah, God sends Babylon, the king of Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar, and he comes along and he is used to judge the southern kingdom of Israel. But this is the beginning of it, as they're not getting along with each other.
I am falling in love with you.
This program is sponsored by Somebody Loves You Radio in Diamond Bar, California.